You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when you turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
It's time for a song. Whenever we hear that song and are about to have a delightful time, love songs for littles, and we do too. And so we are so delighted and honored that we have Songs for Littles with us today. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. Welcome to A Conversation with Dawn Karima. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad my guest is here. Oh, we're going to have a delightful time. Our precious guest. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hi, everyone. I'm Crystal Griffin. I'm the music teacher that created Songs for Littles, and I'm so honored and happy to be here.
We're happy that you are here. Songs for Littles is such a fun time for everyone in the family. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I was teaching music education, like K to 2. And then my son was born, and I always thought that there should be a TV show that taught music education and got the whole family involved. So I actually look for one for my own son, and I think a lot of times as parents, we look for something and we can't find it, and then we're like, oh, maybe I should make it. So I went to a lot of baby music classes with him, and they're just really fun, and I just wanted to create something that would give everyone a chance to see what people do in a baby music class, and you know, the babies just really love it so much, so I just wanted to bring it to people on YouTube.
Well, thank you for being so generous and kind, because I know that you're giving your time and your talent as a gift to families all over the world, and we love it.
That's so good to hear. It's been a silver lining, you know, because it's such a tough time, but the messages from families and the little videos and pictures, they just melt our hearts. They mean so much to us. So it's just been such a wonderful adventure and so much fun to do. And we're honored to be part of people's day. I love when people say, oh, you're part of our day. It's so mm-hmm. great. So mm-hmm. great.
I feel that way, too, because people could be doing anything. They could be spending their time anyway. And when they take their time and spend it with us, that's really an honor. That's really
it's
a gift
honor.
To be allowed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel so grateful that I can use the talents I have to help people and bring people joy. I mean, that's what brings me joy in life, is to use the gifts I have in service of others. Mm-hmm. So it's a good habit. You know, I try to always, my whole life, I've tried to think, how can I use what talents I have? And sometimes I've tried and it doesn't really work out, you know. So I'm always looking and I'm like, oh, I think I really found something here that's helpful, that I love. So it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the timing. Your timing is so perfect at a time when people are spending more time at home, spending
mm-hmm.
more time together
yeah.
as a family. It gives us something to look forward to. It gives us something to do, all of us together. Why do you think music is so important for little children?
Well, I think it might be innate that they just respond to it and that it brings them joy. I think when we sing to our kids, we're usually more animated than when we speak. And I think naturally children respond to melody and rhythm. Of and in itself, music is just so joyful and wonderful and, you know, connects us and just it's such an important part of our communities. But it also has so many benefits, such as, you know, helping with language and gestures at a young age and all kinds of benefits. I know gestures are very important in children learning language. You know, with my son, I learned so much about the development of language. So I looked up a lot how to use music to help. And every website was like, do music with your kids. And I'm like, I can do that. I can handle that. yeah. I remember my son wasn't clapping. And I was like, it's supposed to be about the time he starts clapping. So I Googled how to teach a baby to clap. Because sometimes you're like, isn't he supposed to just know how to clap? And then I was like, wait, I never clap. So I started clap for them when they do something, clap for yourself. Oh, mommy made eggs, clap for yourself. And then clapping songs. And I was thinking, I know like 10 songs that involve clapping. And that's a fun way to practice that milestone. And so I actually didn't realize before I had my son how important music is for babies and toddlers, because I had taught K to 12 music was what I was certified for. So I knew that Thomas naturally loved music and responded to it, but I didn't realize how important it was for learning language and stuff like that. So,
Yes, very. And, I love the fact that you were willing. You know, sometimes all it takes is for somebody to be willing to do something, and then it helps so many other people. You know, I always joke that whenever I think somebody ought to do something about this, it usually turns out that somebody is me. You know, I'm the somebody.
I know how many things you've done, and I feel like I relate with you in that way, and I think that's fantastic that you're usually like, okay, if I really want somebody to do it, I guess I have to do it.
Yeah, right. And so thank you. I don't know if anybody has said thank you to you for doing it, but thank you for being willing, and thank you for taking the time, and thank you for caring enough about other people to actually develop this and do this, because you are helping families. You're bringing them closer together, and you're helping them to help their own children and to develop music. And so what are some of the things that you hope families will get out of watching Songs for Littles?
Mostly joy. I mean, just because it's such a tough time right now. So, you know, we make really weird jokes and stuff with the puppets, and we crack ourselves up. You know, it's my husband and I, he does the puppets, and one of my dearest friends, Jules, is also part of our little company, if you could call it that. But, you know, we just want people to laugh and experience joy, and we do have some videos that focus more on speech. So, you know, I'm passionate about helping kids who are behind. And I worked a preschool for kids with special needs, and I'm passionate about doing everything I can to contribute to early intervention. So we're looking more and more into all different kinds of aspects like that. But mostly just joy, you know. I get a lot of joy out of singing these songs with my son. And I notice, you know, Jules sometimes teaches by themselves, or Jules does part of the video. So my son was watching Jules do a train song, and he just lit up and was laughing, and we were both like, you know, marching around to this train song together and laughing together. And he loves when I do like really silly things with music, and we say, hey Siri, play this, and then we just, you know, he will crack up at like Looby Loo, the song. And so I know that Jules is bringing me and Thomas closer, and we're having fun bonding time. So I feel grateful that I can hopefully do that for some families. We try and make the videos interesting for adults too, and we don't use all baby songs. And we try and I try and teach different things that adults may want to know too, and that they could then teach kids. We're trying to make it. I still enjoy watching Sesame Street, and I like how they do something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they had the Museum of the Modern Cookie the other day, instead of the Museum of Modern Art. And I was just like, I like that because it's fun for me to watch too. And it's just silly.
Yeah.
I think we all need to just be silly sometimes. And so I also know a lot of parents have been like, me and my husband are both working from home, and we have a 2-year-old, and you basically, you know, are babysitting them because we don't have anyone right now. And I really feel for people in that position. It's so hard being stuck inside. We didn't leave our house for a month, and I know that that's so difficult. And so you know, when parents have to put in that 8 hours, I think it's been nice for them to turn on a teacher instead of sometimes a cartoon, which, you know, we watch cartoons, but I just think it's been nice for them to feel like they have a connection with me. And I'm such a huge fan of Mr. Rogers, and I just always felt like he was a friend, and I really enjoyed watching him. And I wouldn't compare myself to him because he's like amazing, but I just like, I love the idea of just a friend and a neighbor that's saying positive things and, you know, just bringing love to people. And
That, I think that's beautiful, because when you're motivated by love, I think it shows. I think there's a difference between when you're trying to sell products or when you're trying to, you know, get famous or something, and or when you really care about people. And that's what I feel in your music class, your circle time. I just feel the love. I can feel it.
Great.
It's wonderful.
I feel it from you, too. And I love watching your videos and your songs. So right back at
you. Thank you.
There's something, some energy about it when it's for service and love, and that you really care. I remember when I was teaching, my first paycheck came for being a music educator, and I looked at it and said, I'm getting paid to sing with kids and march around with them to music, and just for, you know, they'll say at the end of the class, thank you for, you know, I love music, thank you, and they'll hug me, and I'm getting a paycheck. Like, I think when somebody... I would pay to be a music teacher, and they're paying me to be a music teacher. That's how I felt. And I love when you find that in your life, you know?
Yes. And one of the things
shocked.
I think
I felt bad.
It's beautiful.
I mean, teachers should be paid, you know, but it was just funny that I was like, wow, I can't believe this.
Oh, that is fabulous. And, you know,
it
one of the things I love, it is, it really is. And we must pay our teachers more. And we must do everything we can for them, because they are a precious treasure. And I really truly think, though, that you're going to have folks grow up, they're going to watch Songs for Little, and they're going to become teachers. They'll be teachers when they grow up. I really believe
One
that.
One little girl sent a picture of herself dressed as me, and I couldn't handle it. It was so cute. She had the overalls, the pink headband, and her mom said she says just like Rachel around the house. And I just thought that was so cute. Because I was like, you know what? Instead of, like, a superhero, she's dressed as a teacher. And that's really cool.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that is beautiful.
Because I think teaching is just such a wonderful, wonderful job. And,
it
and
is.
I think teachers
it
are
really
heroes.
Is.
I really do.
I do. And I think all of us, if we're honest, can point to a teacher who in some way made a big difference in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that is... And everyone can do that, no matter where you live, no matter, you know, if we say, did a teacher ever influence you? Everybody's got one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally. I do. Dr. Michelle Snow, if you're listening. She changed my life completely.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That when we were talking about how you see something and you decide to do it yourself and you want something really good be done. A lot of times, like I was telling people in the industry, I think this should be done. I think it'd be really cool. And people are like, you know, and then people say sometimes with your ideas, oh, that's kind of crazy. Like, and so sometimes I don't share my ideas anymore because everyone says, oh, that's not going to work. And, you know, I had the idea and I wanted to contact a local TV station and see if anyone wanted to do it. And then my friend, Maytal, she said, you know what, Rachel? Just do it on YouTube yourself. Just do it.
Right.
Like, you don't need somebody to come and say, you know, we have the equipment. Just use a phone to start. Use a, you know, not a good camera. Just make it and just give yourself deadlines like you are working for someone else. But, you know, and so sometimes you just gotta do it and find a way. And, you know, in the show, we talk about how it doesn't have to be perfect. It's wonderful because you made it. It's one of our little songs. Kirby gets upset that he messes up on a drawing. And I realize I actually have to apply that to myself all the time. You know, there's a show.
Yes.
I have a son. You know, he's everything to me. And I spend a lot of time with him. And I don't have time to make the show perfect. But it's wonderful because I made it. And it's just, you know, so I think that's important, too, when you have an idea or you want something done in a community, that it just takes one person who says, no, I think I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to listen to other people. I'm going to do it for my community and to be bold.
Oh,
you
know. I love it. See, this is why I love this show so much, because we get to have a conversation about these kinds of things and inspire people. Someone's listening right now, and they're thinking about doing something. They're just thinking about it. They've got an idea, and now they've heard you say that. And that, I hope, will empower them and give them the courage to act on whatever their good idea is, because that's how this show started.
Oh, this show started.
It started because I was working in mainstream news at a certain news network, a very impressive news network. And every time I brought them stories about Native America and Indigenous people, they were like, meh, no one wants to hear that.
Oh, man.
And so I thought, okay, you know, I was just, I kept on plugging away. Wouldn't you like to do a story about this or a story about that? And they were like, no, no one cares. And then I thought, well, I care. And so I really, I started this show at Native Voice One. I started it as a forum for sharing what was going on in Native America. And then it turned into, you know, this wonderful adventure, you know.
Wow.
And, yeah. So please, all of you have good ideas. If you have a good idea to help other people, that is sometimes a God idea. Sometimes I believe the creator is talking to you. He's saying, this is your, and the reason everyone else thinks it's crazy is because it's not for them. It's you. You're the one that's called to do it.
Yes, I even prayed about this and was like, am I meant to do kid stuff? You know, because I was starting down this road, and I just asked, am I supposed to do kid stuff, or am I supposed to write another musical? I wrote a mental health musical that I like feel like can help people too. And, you know, I always definitely want to do things to help people. But I was like, which am I supposed to do? And it became very clear. I suddenly got offered a job at a preschool. Suddenly this happened. Suddenly that happened. And just all the things aligned to make it happen. But I definitely did ask, because sometimes I just don't have gut feelings about things, and I'm like, I really love this, but, you know, is this the right thing for me to do? I did ask. You know. And I think, things just come into place, and you just, you get ideas. I get ideas in the shower, strangely enough, but I'm washing my hair.
I do too.
I heard that Einstein got ideas saving, and I heard another entrepreneur say they get ideas driving, but I get ideas in the shower. So this whole idea will just come to me about, like, why don't we do a kids show on this? Why don't we do a music show where we focus on all of these kinds of songs, or this or that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I do think when you are inspired, it is that creative energy, and it's good.
Yes, it is. It is. And, you know, love never fails. And so I believe if you have the right heart, if you have a heart filled with love and you're doing things for the right reason, even if you're wrong, you're right.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
The creator can take something, you know, God can take that and he can use that and he can bless somebody, even if you don't know what you're doing or you think you don't.
I know.
You know, it's just wonderful. And, you know, one thing we love about your show, we love the puppets. My our baby loves Herbie. I really love Georgie,
so
and we love.
He decided my husband.
Oh, that's sweet, and
he's
we love that.
So whenever he talks to Thomas, he'll be like, Thomas, our son, will be like, Thomas, do you want to play this? And I'm like, Georgie wants to play, because it just sounds like Georgie now when my husband's doing like a super sweet. Thomas, come here, I want to show you this flower. I'm like, oh, it sounds like Georgie wants to show him. Like, he just sounds like Georgie when he's being super sweet. But you know what? It's so funny with the puppets. Yeah, the other day I was just frustrated. We were recording and I just kept messing up, and Herbie was like, it's okay. Herbie to me instead of Aaron, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, it just helped me. I don't know what it is about puppets, but those are so sweet.
It
and,
is.
You know, my husband,
and I was
he works on Aladdin on Broadway, and he doesn't know how to do puppets. And it was the same sort of thing. Like, I bought a puppet on Amazon, and I was just gonna do the puppet. And my husband's like, I loved puppets as a kid, And he loves magic. And you know, I think with the conducting, it's very much like playing with sound that's not there. So it's kind of, I feel like it's connected. So anyway, he just picked up the puppet and he's just so great with them. But he's not, he sometimes will say, oh, you know, it's not like this, it's not like that. But it's like, no, it's great. You're just putting the love in again, you know?
Yes, 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 yes. And I really think that that is why Songs for Littles works. It's because you love music and you love children and you love each other and you love, you know, and it just, all of that works to bring everyone into that atmosphere of love. And it's like a little vacation from all the negative headlines and the news and just everything that families are going through right now. So, you know, I come from a culture where music and dance are central, you know. They're a huge part of everything we are. And even if you don't feel well, if you don't, you know, your day's not going well or you're feeling kind of down, the medicine man will ask you, have you been singing? Have you been dancing? Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's part of our spirituality. And so
that's
when
really
I think
beautiful.
About your show, I want to ask you, how can we bring more music into our daily lives? Music is good medicine, but how can we? Because somehow when we grow up, it's just not the same. We can't walk around clapping and stomping our feet and singing quite the same.
I love that. Well, you know, I think that it's never too old to pick up an instrument and try and learn. I think that if you want to practice your singing or take voice lessons, it's never too late to try. My dad started playing the piano at, I think, like 66. And he's doing awesome. Yeah, and he's learning so much, and he sounds great. And I think it's never too late to dedicate yourself to something. Maybe set a timer for a half hour a day and do that. Or if you're into writing poetry, try sending it to music. I know you're a composer also, and I feel like that can be so great for people in this difficult time to write a song. And it doesn't have to be, you know, ready for the radio, or it doesn't have to be shared, but just I think composing can be really great. You know, maybe taking a music class, and it's hard right now. You can't get involved with your community because of social distancing. So that's tough, but I think a lot of things are available online. And hopefully there's some free things online. I mean, we sing everything. We're the weirdest household ever because my husband and I are both singers, musicians. So I'll be like, good morning, you know, and then like, we sing about poopy diapers. We sing the weirdest songs about poopy diapers. So you don't have to go as far as us. But I think sometimes also just like a family dance party, like.
Yes.
What were songs you loved when you were a kid, or what were songs that you loved when you were a teenager? Just like, you know, they're available online now, or just maybe you have them in your head to teach your family those songs. And songs paired with movement are always so great. Just moving to music with your family.
Yeah.
And just letting go of that. I'm a terrible dancer, and so I know how it feels when people say they're not a good singer. Some people say, oh, I just put on my music for you and I don't sing to my baby because I'm terrible and my baby can just listen to you. And I'm like, you know what? I think that every baby's favorite sound is their parent singer, their grown-up singer.
It is.
So
yeah,
I think it doesn't matter. Even if you aren't sure about tones and pitch and you're kind of speaking to the rhythm or anything like that. But I know that, like, I would pick a song for my baby when he got upset. It was just Twinkle Twinkle, but it was one that he knew. Mommy's here. It's okay, you know. So I think just letting go of that, what do people think of me if I'm being silly, and just, like, moving. I mean, at a wedding, people look at me and they're like, why is that woman dancing? She's terrible. But, you know, just let go and have fun. And I think it's just, you don't have to be on American Idol, just singing and making music. Yeah. And a lot of times with our family, somebody will play piano and we'll start to sing, and we'll all pick up like instruments around the house, and we'll all just join and have a jam session. And it's not anything that, you know, music, we studied a lot in school about how like music is just valuable to make with people. It doesn't have to be a performance. And I think a lot of times in the West, we think, oh, I'm learning this piece to perform. And it has to be, you know, and I think that music is just joyful, a joyful celebration. We don't have to think of it as perfection or performance or every note correct. That's something that, you know, we grew up telling ourselves that, like, oh, if I'm going to sing, I need to get, like, feedback and praise from the audience. But music is just joyous.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Just music, you know, making.
Right. There you go.
Can be spiritual, too.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. And, you know, I think about probably the top 10 musical experiences I've ever had in my life. I don't know that any of them were perfect performances. You know?
Wow.
I mean, I can remember the very last time that my grandmother sang to me, "You Are My Sunshine." And she wasn't a professional singer, right? It was just the last conversation I had with her. That's what she sang to me. Yeah.
Oh,
and so many times like that, I can just think of people singing, you know, in our little country church in the mountains of North Carolina, they're just singing with their heart. You know, I don't even know if they ever had a music lesson, but it was coming from their heart. You could feel it, really feel it. And so music is something that I think is for all of us, you know, and if you wait until you're perfect, you'll miss it.
Totally. Totally. And I want everyone to grow up, you know, knowing that they can get involved with music. And yeah, they don't have to have perfect pitch or anything like that. But that's so beautiful. I remember seeing a choir once that was just singing to each other and more to each other. And they didn't seem very aware of the audience. And it was so moving. It just brought me to tears because they were singing for the joy of singing. It was beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And I think sometimes in those moments, those are anointed moments. Those are moments where we do the best we can and somehow the angels get involved, you know? Like there's just an extra light on or extra grace on what we're trying to do the very best we can do. And I think our children, you know, I know our baby he just dances. That's just, you know, he sings, he dances. And he doesn't ask himself, am I good? You know, he doesn't ask himself.
We can learn so much from kids, right?
Yes, I think we can. And so I wanted to ask you, what's the most important thing you've learned while you are doing songs for little?
Oh, wow. That's such a good question. I think a few things. I'm sorry, I'm so bad at picking one thing. Just that when you use your talent in service of others without, like, attaching, exactly what you said, without attaching ego to it or fame or fortune, obviously, because it's not making money. just that beautiful, beautiful things happen naturally, and you're so blessed. And also the not to care what anybody else thinks, because, you know, I've seen sometimes I'm like, you know, you care so much about what others think that you don't do something that you think could really help the world, because you're like, oh, you know, some people are like, oh, you're singing for kids now, you know, it's just like, yes, another level. But just to drop that, you know. To just do what you feel is your path.
Yeah.
And that you never know how you also never know how you're helping others. I get pictures of kids watching the show and the joy in their face, or, you know, and some people will be like, oh, it was hard to find your email, but I finally found it. And here's a picture of my son who's been having a really hard time social distancing and said, can we make Rachel part of our day every day, to the parent. And like, if they hadn't found the wheel, I would never know that. So it's just like, you never know and what kind of joy you're bringing people, and just very, very rewarding.
Well, for every one person who tells you, there's 100 who don't.
Aww.
And so I believe there's hundreds of people out there that are being touched by what you're doing, and they love it, and they love what you're doing. And I think about when we first started this show and we had no money and we were just, you know, it was a labor of love and everybody was volunteering,
yeah,
and we were trying to make it work back in the day. And I became so discouraged one day. I thought, is anybody even listening? Maybe they don't really even care, you know. And we had a guest on, a precious friend of mine who was a hip-hop artist. And in the middle of the interview, he just stopped. I mean, like the interview, he just stopped. And he said, you know, if there's somebody out there and you think the world doesn't need you and you're thinking about killing yourself or whatever, don't you dare, because the world needs you and you're important and you matter. And then we got back to the interview. And when we played it back, we thought, well, that was weird. You know, I wonder what that was about and all that stuff. Well, not too long later, we got a message from a young guy.
Oh, my goodness.
And he said,
I
listened to this episode because it was my favorite hip-hop artist.
Wow.
And he said he was planning to commit suicide after the artist finished.
My
he said he was going to listen to his favorite interview, you know, listen to his favorite artist on this interview, and then he was going to end his life. And he said, when that man said what he said, I changed my mind. And I want you to know that I signed up for college. I'm going to college in the fall. I mean, his whole life was turned around. And what if we'd have stayed home that day? What if we'd have given up that day? You know? What if we'd have done something else?
We almost gave up Songs for Littles because it was very, you know, you're dragging around equipment in the summer and trying to play these classes. And, you know, it's just, it is, you know, we were like, we can't do this. So it's so hard. It's just not the right thing, you know? But you're always guided back, I think. And like you said, you were, things just started happening and it worked. And then, wow, that's just unbelievable. I mean, the power of
somebody.
And one
exactly. And somebody's out there right now who the reason they can make it through this pandemic and their family has some hope and some joy is because they have Songs for Littles to look forward to. I truly believe.
You know, my mom is a therapist and she started helping us on some of the episodes because I think it's also important to teach kids about their thinking. So I've thought about for the next, you know, one of the next social emotional things we're going to do, sprinkling a little kindness on a thought. Say the child has a thought, I can't make friends. You know, to sprinkle a little kindness on that and say, change it around to, I can make friends, and see how can we build that thought up? What reasons can you make friends? Just because I think that, you know, I was watching Daniel Tiger once and it helped me. I am serious. It was, if you feel so mad that you want to roar, take a deep breath and count to four. And I was like, that's awesome.
Wow.
That totally helped me. And, you know, the Sesame Street special recently on Saturday.
That was fabulous.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, so I want to, with our show, you know, talk to kids and parents. Because I know sometimes my thoughts need a little more kindness. Or, you know, as I told you, we have the part about not being perfect. And that's another thing I've learned with Songs for Littles is that, you know, I remember in theater, I wanted to get the show produced. And I was at this training and they said, you know, don't wait at the gate for somebody to open it for you. You just got to unlock that gate and walk through.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm sending my show to people. I'm trying to get people to listen to it. I'm sending these emails. Hi, do you think you're... And I just have to put it on somehow, you know, put it on, just get it done. And it's very hard to find resources sometimes. And I'm lucky that I have access to resources. But, you know, we have upgraded through the Songs for Littles process and gotten better equipment. And, you know, it's just, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't start.
Right. That's right. That's right. I really do, because I think that is the most important thing. Sometimes when the Lord gets ready, you've just got to move. Just do something, you know, and you'll do better later. You know, you can do more later, but sometimes you can just start. And I know, you know, my career started, I was singing in little churches that had 11 people in the audience, you know, and you just, those times are just, it's just being willing, I think. Use what you have, start where you are, do what you can. Just do what you can, and you'll do better later. You'll do more later, but you can't do anything until you start. I have to pay some bills with these commercials.
Exactly.
But what I would love it if you would do so that while we're having these commercials, we can all get on our phones. Can you tell us how to like, follow Songs for Little?
Thank you. That would be fantastic. So on YouTube, we're just, I think you can just search Songs for Littles. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/songsforlittles, and we have a live class every Wednesday at 11:30 that's free, where we can say hi and hang out together. We're also songsforlittles.com, and let me think if there's anything else, Instagram/songsforlittles.
Mm-hmm.
So we pretty much, nobody else has thought of that title, I guess, so we have kind of all the social media for that title, so...
Oh, perfect. Okay, so everybody, while we have these commercials, go like, follow, like, share, all of that, Songs for Littles, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lincoln Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Linco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
supporting minority education.
I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk. We don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on their knees. They pray her. They never look back. What's the war?
I love this conversation because our guest is so gracious and generous and truly good and making a difference in the world with songs for littles. One of our babies' favorite highlights.
Oh, so,
would you please introduce yourself to us one more time?
So my name is Rachel Griffin Accurso. Two names, my maiden name and my husband's name. So Rachel Griffin Accurso. And I founded the company Songs for Littles, which brings music education and joy to little ones.
Yes. A lot of joy and joy to us as parents and families.
Wonderful.
As well.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, it's beautiful. And so this is radio, so I'm going to give you a minute to just describe what a typical Songs for Little episode or class is like.
Sure. So the music classes are about 30 minutes long, and we do usually a hello song. Sometimes how much time do I have? Just like 1 minute?
No, you have as much as you want.
Okay, so, sometimes we're just like, if you're ready for music, clap your hands. And then, if you're ready for music, wiggle and freeze, something like that, something fun, some movement. Or we do our like theme song, song for little. And in that song, I actually put in a bunch of gestures. So kids could practice gestures like, can you say milk? So sign language for milk. Can you say more? Can you say all done? Things like that, and then Songs for Littles. And then we usually have like a word of the day that we're focusing on, like fast, and we sing fast or slow or tempo or forte. And then we have an instrument of the day. We've shown the trombone, the flute, the piano, and we're actually going to have more interviews with all different musicians here in New York City to show different instruments. I'm really excited about that. So we'll have people doing their own videos and sending them in. And
I love it.
Yeah, I know, because I want to have all different guests on, because that will actually, show kids all kinds of conductors and all kinds of different instruments and just show kids the world of music out there. So we're going to start doing that. Hopefully one day we'll be in a studio and we can have guests come in. But, there's so much technology now, we can have guests film. Anyway, so we do that. We do a lot of songs with movement, like the Itsy Bitsy Spider and Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Seeing a Crocodile. There's a lot of pretend play. I've read a lot about early childhood development, and I teach preschool music. So there's a lot of pretend, because it's just, using your imagination is great for adults too, but it's so wonderful for children. They learn so much through pretend play, and when you use pretend play, the skills just, the skills come, and it's super fun. So there's a lot of energy. Jules is on the show. Jules Rhoda actually
a song for a major motion picture called Rock Dog. And Jules studied songwriting at Berklee College of Music. And we're so lucky to have Jules as part of our company. Yeah. We met through Craigslist, believe it or not. I just said, I'm looking for an assistant teacher for a baby music show. It was the only ad that they ever responded to. The only person I followed through with was them. It was just meant to be. Yeah. So we have Jules, and then my husband is a Broadway pianist and conductor, usually. You know, he's out right now, but they're going to hopefully come back, you know, sometime. But so he works on the show with me. We also write some songs for the show, so there's some original music. It's a lot of moving to music because I learned in my music education program that moving to music and marching to a steady beat and feeling the steady beat in your body is very helpful with being able to sing and feel a beat and play instruments to a beat. Just feeling, you know, with kids, you want them to feel things in their whole body and use their whole body. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of that. I'm trying to think what else. Just a lot of fun, a lot of songs.
It is, yes, a lot of fun. And puppets.
Oh, yes, I have to mention, shout out to the puppets. I've always loved puppets. I adore Sesame Street, and so we have Herbie and Georgie and Princess Julie, and my husband does the puppets, which is awesome, and they're kind of kids, we think. They're probably like 4 to 7 years old and just super fun and crazy mm-hmm. and silly, a lot of silliness, mm-hmm. a lot of bad jokes mm-hmm. that I write.
That's great. Oh, that was wonderful. That is
a lot of
great
improvising. And actually, one of the things we learn in music education to help children with is being able to improvise, which is just an important skill in music and life, you know. So
mm-hmm.
Aaron and I, when we're filming, a lot of times we improvise and we cut out like 80% of it because it's very weird. Somebody recently, a parent asked for a bloopers show, and I was like, oh.
Yes!
They
yes,
said you guys must
yes.
have a lot of fun, and I was like, "Oh, you don't know the half of this strange thing."
That's wonderful. I think that's just great. I mean,
it's
I
fun
think
to improvise.
Fun. Yes, and the willingness to have fun. I think for so long there has sort of been an attitude like music lessons. You know,
yes.
you had to practice your scales, and you had to do these certain exercises, and you weren't having any fun. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
any fun.
Totally. Well,
and
I noticed,
this is
I'm
fun.
Very, yes, and when I went to grad school and they started teaching me musical concepts, how they teach children, we had one class where we came in and the teacher just treated us like we were second graders and taught everything to us like we were mm-hmm. second graders. And I learned so much better than when I was being taught it seriously. Like, I mean, it's still serious, but I was like, oh, that's how you count 6-8. Like, I have such a childlike mind and kind of a funny brain that, like, it was so much easier for me. So I feel like that might be part of why I'm successful at teaching really young kids, because it helps me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, just making those concepts really fun. And
yes, I think so.
Yeah.
But also empathy. Empathy. I hear a lot of empathy in your show. And with
aww.
Everything that's going on in the world today, empathy is a very important trait that we must develop in our children
yeah.
and our young people. You know, the ability to think about people. You know, there was an episode where one of the puppets made a mistake while coloring. And the way that you dealt with that was so merciful and loving. And, you know, and even the fact that Bingo, the dog, forgot how to spell his name. And he was sad about it. And there was no judgment. There was nothing else, just love. And we all were able to help him remember how to spell his name. That leads to empathy later in life. That helps people
empathy
to be kind
so
to people. It is. It's so
yes,
necessary.
And I think we're all learning. It's really important to teach our kids all these things and, you know,
yeah.
to have these conversations. Yeah. And so we're really hoping that we can do everything we can with Songs for Littles to help cultivate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
I
we're doing
it.
A lot of research. And as I said, my mom's a therapist, and she helped me with that one, with saying, well, if somebody else had done this picture, how would you would you say it wasn't good? Would you want to rip it up? Or what would you notice was good about it? Because oftentimes we're kind of meaner to ourselves than we would be to others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we did that element. That was her idea. So it's really nice having a... It's always been nice having a therapist mom that I can call and be like, Mom. But now for the show, it's really helpful. You know, it's like we're not a huge production where we have a huge team of people, but I'm lucky that I have, you know, my mom's a therapist and I have a friend who has a master's in early childhood. So I definitely, these people have been just so wonderful and saying, you know, I call and say, okay, the next episode, we're going to work on social skills and Georgie's going to be upset that he couldn't make a friend. And because I think there's things that, you know, these little skits we want to help kids with. So, but it's been really nice that I can call someone and know, okay, my mom's a child family therapist. She can help us and we'll be, because you can put anything on YouTube. So that's kind of funny too. So, you know, it's nice to have experts helping us because I do feel like I want to make sure that everything we do is for kids we really think about.
Right. And thank you for that. Thank you for caring about that. You know, that children are so important and so precious. And in my culture, for example, you actually change status in life when you become a mother or when you become a mother. Yeah. You
That's
change
incredible.
Your clothes. You change your hair. You change. I mean, people address you differently. You get a new name.
Wow.
Everything changes, right? I mean, literally, the most important thing you can do while you're alive is to become someone's mother or to become someone's grandmother.
Wow, that's so beautiful, and it makes me want to cry. It's just so beautiful to honor mothers like that.
Well, it is. It's wonderful, but even more honor comes to children because they make us mother.
Wow.
So our children come into the world with beaded moccasins and beautiful clothing and songs are about them. People have songs to welcome them into the world because you can't be a mother without a child, right? So they make us mothers.
Wow.
They change us. And so the most important people in any tribe are our children. Literally, the kids are they're it. They're the most important because that's our whole reason for being here is for our future generations.
So, on that note, that's so beautiful.
Let's talk about being a mother. Talk about being a mother today. What kind of insights do you have as you think about your music and you develop your program and you mother your beautiful, beautiful child right now? What's on your heart about being a mother these days?
Wow. I just love hearing about your culture and that's just so beautiful. It's so moving. I do feel like a changed person, you know, so that makes so much sense to me. I think being a mom has really changed me because I want the world to be so kind. It almost brings me to tears because I see this little being who just is so like innocent and hopeful and loving. And I just want the world to be kind. And every person that I look at, I now think about that they were a little boy or girl and that they had a mother. And I feel like somebody feels about that person how you feel about Thomas. And that makes me just want to help everybody and just have everybody have resources and a home. And it makes you care so deeply about people. Because you picture them as your child almost, or you picture that they're someone's child and everything early childhood, because Thomas is too. So, you know, and I love the way he looks at things too. That's really fun. Like I was showing him how you can pick a dandelion and blow the little seeds or just things like that. Like he'll go up to a rock and just look at it. And I'm like, it's so nice to see the world in that way instead of, you know, iPhones and internet and just to be outside and be in the moment with him. And sometimes it feels really boring, to be honest, you know, to just sit there and be in the grass. But it's like, I love it too. But it also, like, my mind's so used to doing a million things and checking a million things. He reminds me to, like, put my phone away and just be with him and just to kind of see things in a new way. And he gets so excited about things, like, elevator buttons. He's just like, wow, oh my god, elevator buttons. And it makes me just like feel excited about little things too, like, wow, you know.
strawberries. They're delicious. I should really enjoy these. I'm so grateful that I have strawberries, you know, have access to like nice strawberries, and, you know, we can just eat them and have fun. And it's brought silliness into our home. We are already so silly, but he's so silly. So it makes us laugh, and, you know, it makes you respect mothers so much and be so grateful for parents and your parents. And it's just, I do feel stronger too as a woman. I just feel like I could do anything.
Absolutely.
The whole birth, it was like, whoa.
And you can. You really can. I mean, you can. I mean, when we realize that we can do anything, we really can, with God's help, that we can do anything that God is asking us to do. And that is a beautiful sentiment. My baby thinks I'm magical because I can blow bubbles with the bubble wand.
Oh, bubbles are everything. We're all
just like, wow. You know, and thank you for sharing that intimate portrait of motherhood, because I think that's so important for us to share with people, to encourage other people, to uplift other people, you know, who are parenting and doing the very best we can. And there's lots of ways.
And we make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're exhausted sometimes. I set up to work on Songs for Littles, and, you know, he has too much screen time right now, but it's a pandemic. And I think part of Songs for Littles, or part of, actually just part of Songs for Littles and part of my philosophy, is just to be kind to yourself too. Like the mom guilt thing, you know, I just feel like guilt is not a very useful thing. It can be useful if you are taking it and working to become better, but just, it's very heavy, I think, on the heart if you're feeling guilty. And like, you don't need to feel guilty, just love, you know, you love your child and you're doing your best, and it's strange times, and, you know, there, you can't play on the playground right now, you can't do this, you can't do that. So I see a lot of moms beating themselves up, and it just, I do that to myself too, but I don't think we need to.
No, we don't. And in fact, I think what we have to do is practice mercy. Just mercy. Just be merciful to ourselves, merciful to other people, merciful to our children, merciful to our spouses, merciful to the neighbors, because I really believe everybody right now is doing the best they can with what they have to do with. We have to just spill that mercy and that kindness everywhere, and you do that with Songs for Littles. As we close today, I first of all want to say thank you for joining us today. I know you're busy. You have so many things going on, but someday.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, our baby will think I'm a hero someday because I had you on the show.
I'm so honored. I was reading your bio. I'm like, I'm so nervous. You're so famous, and that's all these awards and degrees. But thank you for being so kind. And having
well,
me.
We believe,
it's quite an honor.
We believe in you. We
you.
Believe in what you're doing. We really do. We do. We believe in it. And whenever I see somebody starting like we started, you know, like really just doing with their whole heart, I'm going to root for that person. I'm going to love that person.
We really appreciate that. You're our first Songs for Littles interview.
Yay! Oh, how great. Hooray! Well, as we close, I would love it if you'd tell us one more time, how can we follow, like, share? Because I really want all of us to share. Because that's something, it doesn't cost anything to share. It doesn't cost anything to like. It doesn't cost anything
really
to recommend. Yeah, so tell us how we can do that, how we can support this great thing that you're doing.
That means so much. So, yeah, I mean, if you share one of our music classes on your Facebook page, or, you know, like our page on Facebook, or send a video to a friend, or if you're in a parenting group, say, you know, and you enjoy our videos, to say, hey, there's a free music class out there. It really helps us a lot. Just these things that only take 2 minutes do really, really help us get the word out, that we're doing this program. And, so yeah, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we have a website, but mostly just sharing us on social media with people, and even sending an email to friends. You know, there's this free music class going on, Friends with Little Ones. We really appreciate that so, so, so much.
Oh, perfect.
And it's
well,
Songs for Littles on all the Instagram and Facebooks and all those things. And I'm too old for TikTok. I don't even know what that is.
You can go on there and dance.
Okay. Well, I'm a terrible dancer, so it might go viral.
Well, I loved everything that you shared with us today. We're all going to like and share Songs for Littles on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And we love you very much. We love what you're doing.
We love
you. Thank
you
for doing it. And you come back and visit with us again, please.
And lots of hugs to your family from the puppets and I.
Oh, yay! All right, now you've made our baby's day. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you to all of our friends
thank
who listen
you,
to this Dad. Show. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. We love you, and you know the Creator does too. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on their knees and pray her. They pray her and never look back once more.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.